In 2018, e-commerce giant Amazon opened a fulfillment center in southwest Fresno. It employs thousands of people and offers better pay and benefits than similar jobs. But an investigation by the Fresno Bee found that its injury rate is double the state average for the warehouse industry. To learn more, FM89's Carrie Klein sat down with Bee reporter Manuela Tobias.
Okay, so first off, Manuela, can you tell me what is a fulfillment center? Like what actually goes on at this warehouse down in southwest Fresno?
They have inventory, they sort items, they put them into packages, and they ship them out to people. But this whole process is really broken down into step by step. So there's one person who builds a box, one person who takes something out of a bin and puts it into a tray. Someone who takes something out of a tray, puts it into a cubby. Mm-hmm. So,
and there are robots also doing some of this work,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes. The robots basically monitor that everything is going in the right direction. So there's a bit of both, but a lot of the actual labor is done by workers.
So I'm envisioning a huge warehouse. I mean, you said it's almost 900,000 square feet. I'm envisioning a huge warehouse just full of shelves and buckets and bins, and people just kind of run around grabbing items out of those. Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah, people are mostly stationary unless they're carrying pallets from place to place, because there's almost, I think, 10 miles of conveyors.
Wow.
Taking everything. So you see a lot of packages kind of just whirling around on these conveyors going from one area to the next. There's four floors. It's very loud in there. There's a lot of fans and machinery going. You kind of have to talk pretty loudly if you want to be heard. And most people are sort of at their workstations, and they walk a lot, but stationary. So you walk basically three steps to go from a tray to a cubby where you need to place something. So it's a lot of work on your feet, but a lot of them aren't actually walking all that much.
Got it. So it's a fast-paced, relatively physically demanding job, I suppose, depending on, you know, exactly which part of this whole assembly line process people are doing. But so in your reporting, you found an inordinately high injury rate at this Fresno Fulfillment Center. You know, tell me more about that. How many injuries are we talking about over what period of time?
The Fulfillment Center opened in June 2018. And between that date and the end of May 2019, there were 307 injuries and illnesses reported. Most of those were injuries to the back or wrists or ankles, a lot of them from repetitive motions. Mm-hmm. Some of them, though, were a crushed toe. Something heavy fell on someone and, you know, it was a kind of a one-time thing. And the way that we compare those numbers to other warehouses is using 2018 data. So for that, it's the 6 months that we have from June to December 2018. And basically the way that you measure that is injuries per hours worked. And that gave us about 12 injuries per 100 workers. Those are serious injuries that required time off the job or a change in role at Amazon. So 12 injuries per 100 workers is nearly three times the national warehouse industry average. And it's over double the statewide industry average. The statewide average is about five.
Wow.
We had 12. Within Amazon warehouses, we were also able to rank Fresno's fulfillment center using data from Reveal. They collected data on 28 different warehouses, and we ranked 10th there. And within the California warehouses, we ranked third.
And that's 28 of these Amazon fulfillment centers around the U.S., you're saying?
Yes,
there were 10th
nationwide.
Among all of those nationwide. Wow. So that's pretty huge.
There's a lot more, though. We just didn't have the records for all of those fulfillment centers.
Yeah. Where did this data come from?
So the data came from Reveal Reporting Networks. They gathered this data by, first they tried to request it from the federal government and had no luck. And they're challenging that in court. So the way that they got these records is by is through former and current employees who can request data about injury rates at their warehouses.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
So,
and then they shared them with the journalists at Reveal.
So they got a tip from a worker at the Amazon warehouse. We're not sure who. They requested the data, sent it to Reveal, and then Reveal shared it with all of us. Everyone who wanted to participate in this wanted to get access to that data, got it, and so we were able to share this. So the hope is for new numbers also to get them through current or former employees who request that data. But it's been a challenge to try to get it from OSHA.
And so that's the data side of this reporting. But you actually went out and interviewed a number of employees at this Amazon Fulfillment Center as well. What kinds of accounts were you hearing about either their injuries or kind of what their job entails?
It was kind of a challenge to get workers to go on the record. We talked to over a dozen, and a lot of them were really scared of what it would mean to talk about Amazon. Even former employees who are no longer working there feared what could happen if they shared those experiences. The thing that stuck out the most was the speed at which they had to work.
And I should say before you go on that a number of them did go on the record as well. And you used those, you were able to use those names in your report.
Yes. So four workers went on the record. And so that's basically what the story is about, those four experiences. But all of them shared that the pace was really fast. For example, basically moving an item from one place to another had to be done within 5 to 7 seconds. So this is a repetitive motion that keeps happening. One way to sort of contextualize the speed is that people were scared to go to the bathroom. The warehouse, as I said before, is huge. And so one worker said that in order to get to the bathroom, she had to walk about half a block and go up and down a set of stairs. And so it took her about 8 minutes total to go to and from the bathroom back to her workstation. And she said that whenever she did that, she would be asked, why are you taking so much time off task?
Right. If your task is supposed to take 5 to 7 seconds, that's a lot of those that you're missing out on to go and use the bathroom for 8 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it obviously depends where you're placed. Amazon told us that there is no limit on how many times somebody can go to the bathroom. People don't get in trouble for it, but that's not really what the workers told us. It seemed that they really were under a lot of pressure to meet their quotas, and that translated into bathroom time.
So tell me more about how Amazon responded to what some of these people were saying and about the data that you're reporting on here.
Yeah, so the data, they didn't dispute it. They told us that they're aggressive about reporting injuries and that they report everything, even if it's not necessarily work-related. And they believe that others in the industry underreport their injuries. So by reporting everything, they are made to look a little bit worse. But workers told me that they felt discouraged from filing injury reports. That suggests that the numbers are actually an undercount. Workers are being injured and go to AmCare, sort of the in-house first aid facility, and they, if they want to drop the complaint, they have to sign this paper. Saying that they don't really want to go through with it, go to the doctor, according to them, take unpaid time off to go to the doctor. So one worker, at least one worker that we spoke with, told us her injury wasn't on the reports we had because she was encouraged not to report it. So I thought that was an interesting part of the numbers, that it might actually be even higher than we know.
Very interesting. And so you know, the warehouse employs 2,500 people, close to 1,000 of those are full-time. From what you're seeing and from those that you spoke to for this story, are people souring on working for Amazon? I mean, is this injury rate discouraging people from wanting to work here?
Well, I'm not sure about potential employees, but people who were hurt seem to want to go back. They were frustrated by the process, by the way that they were treated sometimes, but the job was a really good one. The benefits are great, is what they told me. They got excellent coverage for more affordable rates than their partners or at previous jobs.
Like for insurance, things like that?
Yes, for health insurance. And the minimum wage is $15, which is better than the state average, and the state minimum wage, I mean.
Yeah, and one of the women that you interviewed who suffered a wrist injury that forced her to quit, she still said she loved it and it was the best job she'd ever had.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we look forward to following up on this and seeing what happens. Manuela Tobias, a reporter at the Fresno Bee, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.